Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. It's Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 328. And once again, we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own. This comes to us via Granville Haunt Farm in Oxford, North Carolina. It is with broken hearts and profound sadness that we mourn the loss of Gray Blackwell, beloved friend and owner of Granville Haunt Farm, who passed away unexpectedly on February 4th at the age of 56. Through Granville Haunt Farm, Gray built more than a destination, he built a family. His dedication, vision, and heart transformed the haunt into a place where creativity thrived and memories were made year after year. Those who knew Gray remember him as a kind, welcoming, and endlessly passionate person. He had a way of making everyone feel valued, whether they were longtime collaborators, first-time volunteers, or guests walking through the gates for the very first time. His generosity of spirit and willingness to lift others up earned him deep respect and lasting friendships. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Gray Blackwell, and I was one of his friends, and offers up this moment of silence. On a lighter note, we have this update from Let's Scare Cancer and Transworld. It's that time of year again. Transworld's Halloween and Attraction Show is coming up fast. Want to take part in our annual Let's Scare Cancer Silent Auction? We are currently accepting donations from vendors to auction off at our booth at Transworld. All money raised will go towards reaching our goal to help Mason Gibson. We accept gift certificates, props, costumes, makeup, artwork, and more. Thank you in advance to all of the wonderful vendors who donate year after year. We couldn't do this without you. You can fill out a link to donate on their Facebook page, facebook.com/letsscarecancer. We have an update from the East Coast Haunters Convention coming to Philadelphia. On Thursday night, April 23rd, Transworld kicks off the 2026 East Coast Haunters Convention pre-show haunt tour with a visit to Lehigh Valley Scream Park and then Kim's Crypt Haunted Mill. Get your tickets and more information at eastcoasthauntersconvention.com. We have this from Monster Mag, Cabin Fever, and Maker's Market coming to New Bedford, Massachusetts. Monster Mag presents the Cabin Fever Art Show and Maker's Market, a free one-day event packed with dark creativity and twisted inspiration. Featuring over 35 makers from the worlds of horror, goth, fantasy, and the macabre, plus our second all-original grotesque art show, spotlighting incredible local artists. Come shake off the winter madness, meet the creators, and score one-of-a-kind art, oddities, and handmade goods you won't find anywhere else. Join us Saturday, March 7th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Whaler Inn and Suites in New Bedford for a full day of dark art, unique creations, and one-of-a-kind finds. There's a full bar and a restaurant available. Get more information on the Monster Mag Facebook page. Speaking of monsters, we have this update from Monster Mania Con coming to Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Up the irons! Maybe we should call it Monster Mania Con 666, because we are thrilled to announce that Bruce Dickinson will be making his first ever Monster Mania convention appearance, which it will be held the weekend of March 6th through the 8th at the Doubletree by Hilton Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Bruce Dickinson, who is the frontman for the famous metal band Iron Maiden, will be appearing Saturday, March 7th only. So please note, Bruce Dickinson is not doing photos at his autograph table. Photos with him are pro photo ops only. Tickets are now on sale. Get more information at monstermania.net. We have this music news from Dark Force Fest coming to Parsippany, New Jersey. Join us at America's largest goth industrial festival and convention, May 1st through the 3rd at the Sheraton Castle in Parsippany. 36 bands on two stages over 3 days, plus over 100 vendors, sideshow performances, DJ club events, a pool party, panels, and activities. 2026 marks the addition of a brand new outdoor tent area featuring performers, food trucks, vendors, and a new beer garden. Tickets are going fast, and this event sold out in record time last year, so get your tickets and more info at darkforcefest.com. We have some hiring news from Darkside Haunted Estates Haunted Attraction in Middlesex, North Carolina. We're hiring for 2026. Darkside Haunted Estates is looking for a social media coordinator and photographer to help capture the scares, the scenes, and behind-the-scenes moments that make Darkside unforgettable. If you love content creation and thrive in fast-paced environments, we want to hear from you. Send your resume and info to Logan@darksidenc.net. You can get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/DHEHaunt. Staying in North Carolina, we have this from the Paranormal Cirque Spectre coming to Concord, North Carolina. Something eerie is stirring, and Paranormal Cirque Spectre is preparing to reveal its ghostly spectacle at Concord Mills, March 6th through the 9th. We invite only the bold to step inside the black and white big top, where unsettling illusions, twisted humor, and jaw-dropping acrobatics blur the line between laughter and fear. Enter a world where shadows come alive, and every moment pulls you deeper into the unknown. If you think you can handle the darkness, now is your chance to face a show designed to shock, thrill, and haunt your imagination long after the curtain falls. Note, the Paranormal Cirque du Spectre contains mature content and is not suitable for children under 13. Guests ages 13 through 17 must be accompanied by an adult. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours today at Paranormal Cirque, that's Paranormal, CIRQUE.com. We have this update from Scream Score. Scream Score is seeking scare actors to scare attendees at our Scream Score booth during the Transworld Halloween show. Attendees who visit our booth will have a chance to wear a Scream Score monitor, and their fear level will be measured while you scare them. Learn more and apply at their Instagram page, instagram.com/Scream Score. We have an update from Horror Realm Con coming to Pittsburgh. Alan Howarth will be joining us at the 2026 Horror Realm Convention, February 27th through March 1st at the Doubletree Pittsburgh Green Tree. Alan is a composer that horror fans will know from his collaborations with John Carpenter and Alan's own individual work. In addition to appearing at the convention all 3 days, on Saturday night, Alan will be performing highlights from the John Carpenter films beginning at 8 p.m. This after-hours event requires a separate ticket purchase and will only be sold in advance. You can purchase tickets for the concert at horrorrealmcon.simpletix.com and get more information about Horror Realm Con at horrorrealmcon.com. We have this from the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival coming to Nashville, Tennessee. The Nashville Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival is happening April 3rd through the 5th at the Sinestra Nashville Hotel. And please welcome our latest guest, Alex Vincent, who played Andy from the Child's Play franchise, coming to the show. Get more information at fullmoon inc.net. We have even more convention news with this update from Days of the Dead coming to Chicago. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Carl Toop to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Chicago, happening March 6th through the 8th at the Marriott Chicago O'Hare. Carl is known to fans as the alien warrior from Aliens, bringing one of cinema's most iconic creatures to terrifying life in this legendary sci-fi classic. Meet the man behind the monster. VIP passes, general admission tickets, and vendor tables are now available at the convention's official website, daysofthedead.com. We have this from Terror on Route 66 in Sullivan, Missouri. Are you going to Transworld? Or going to be in St. Louis anyway? Join us at Terror on Route 66 for our Scream Break and Party Bus Weekend, March 27th and 28th from 7:30 till 11 p.m., with the last entry at 10:30 p.m. Open to the public. Here's some information. We only have 26 seats per night, and it includes a fast pass with every bus ticket. They'll pick you up in downtown St. Louis. The final location and time will be sent by email. You may BYOB on the bus, but please drink responsibly. Tickets are limited and will go fast. And note, this event is not affiliated with Transworld. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/terroronroute66. That's the number 66. We have this update from the Nosferatu Festival coming to Austin, Texas. Nosferatu Festival 2026 features 2 days of the Daywalker Bazaar with vendors, short film screenings, contests, food, and drinks. On Saturday, February 28th, enjoy screenings including Nosferatu from 1922 and Short Film Festival contest winners, a garlic-eating contest, more vendors, photo ops, and so much more. On Sunday, March 1st, enjoying screenings including the 1922 Nosferatu and more Short Film Festival contest winners. There'll be a Nosferatu look-alike contest, more vendors, photo ops, and so much more. Once the Daywalker Bazaar ends, you'll have some time to get yourself together before the Night Stalker parties start at Kick Butt Coffee. Note, the Night Stalker parties are 18 and up only, located at the Holiday Inn Austin Midtown by IHG, 6000 Middle Fiskville Road in Austin. Get tickets and more info at NosferatuFestival.com. We have an update from Sinister Creature Con coming to Sacramento, California. Lauren Lavera is a featured guest at Sinister Creature Con 2026. Lauren Lavera is a breakout horror icon whose fierce performance as Sienna Shaw in Terrifier 2 and Terrifier 3 redefined the modern final girl with grit, heart, and relentless physicality. A trained martial artist and stunt performer, Lavera brings rare authenticity to the screen, performing intense action and combat sequences with precision and power. She also starred in the gothic horror film The Well, showcasing her range beyond the Terrifier universe. With a rapidly growing cult following and a commanding presence both on and off screen, Lauren Lavera stands as one of today's most exciting and formidable figures in contemporary horror. Happening June 20th and 21st at the Scottish Rite Center in Sacramento, purchase your tickets today at SinisterCreatureCon.com. And finally, we have this from the Creepy Christmas Collective. Creepy Christmas is coming. For those who believe Christmas should be a little darker, weirder, and far less ordinary, CreepyChristmas.com is on the way. We're building a year-round home for dark and twisted holiday decor, twisted Christmas apparel, ornaments, collectibles, and limited drops, designs you won't find anywhere else. Follow their social media pages or go to CreepyChristmas.com for sneak peeks, drops, and launch updates, and welcome to the dark side of Christmas.
And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about sense to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home hunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to count down to Transworld, we are bringing to life and bringing some highlights of some people that are just not in panic mode, although they probably will be as it gets closer, getting ready to bring you some of the very interesting things that they will be displaying or teaching or providing. And, you know, Transworld is all about haunted attractions. The haunted show floor is huge. You know, a few years ago, we went into a Christmas show, which has been very, very successful. We also have an interactive area of Transworld. And I thought this might be an interesting time to bring up somebody who will probably be displaying in the interactive area, which is out towards the back end of the convention center and the Americas Center there in St. Louis, and bring back somebody who has not been on the show in several years. This guy is teaching a seminar Friday morning, and you probably know the name John Denley, who lives up in Massachusetts, Sterling, Massachusetts, but has an international monster museum and a haunted attraction of all places, Salem. What a great place to have a haunt. John, my friend, it has been a long time, well, since last Transworld, since we spoke. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. A little bit on the cold side, since I think we got about 3 feet of snow where I live, so it's been one heck of a winter, but I'm super excited for the show and some of the things that we're bringing.
So you're saying it's cold in Massachusetts in February. Who would have thunk that?
Yeah, I know. Well, wow. It's one of those years where it's been like 17, and then, oh, look, it's going to be 21, and you actually go, like, wow, that's good.
I'm completely shocked.
So, I just don't know when they go 17, but feels like 7. Or 7 feels like -3. I want to be that guy who does the feels like thing, because I would be like, 7 feels like you've got to be kidding me. Move somewhere else.
Can you really tell a difference between 7 and -3?
I don't know what the world did before he did seats. That's all I can say.
There you go. We had 11 inches of snow here about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the last of it finally melted off over the weekend's rains. But I digress. It was 61 today here in the Carolinas. But anyway, let's not talk about the weather. Let's talk about your companies, Boneyard Productions International, Interactive Entertainment International, Witch Mansion in Salem, the International Monster Museum. Gotta ask you, how was haunt season? I guess Witch Mansion is year-round, but how was haunt season October in Salem this year in regard to Witch Mansion and the International Monster Museum? How'd you do?
Oh, it's fantastic. Kind of have a unique situation since, people ask me what I do to advertise, and I say, I open the door. I went to where the people are, so, a volcano can go off. I mean, COVID was my best year, that'll tell you something, because I'm the only attraction allowed in the town that actually allows you to take pictures and video, and people just love taking their pictures with cool stuff. So I have a very unique scenario. Some people who don't want to go to the haunt, they're like, I don't do those things. I don't do things. Oh, this is different. It's a museum. Oh, so there's no live actors? No. We give you this lantern. You go through, take all the pictures and video you want. And you can see everything from dragons, from leprechaun monsters from different countries all over the world. You know, you name it, you'll find it. And chupacabras, and there's cryptozoology, there's mythology, there's folklore and the classics. And but it's interactive in the fact that you're carrying a lantern, so it purposely underlit it. And people are going through with the lantern like an old-style movie. So they love having the control over that lantern. And as well as, of course, we purposely place sensors and things near where people would put that lantern, so it will set things off to interact with them, attack them, or converse with them or something like that. But then people go, geez, that was really fun. That was great. And I go, yeah, if you can survive this one, you can survive which mansion. Yeah. And 7 out of 10 people buy the combo ticket because which mansion is also fully animatronic. And we found ever since COVID, and it sounds very, because, you know, I used to brag about my actors and my boo crew and all that stuff. I mean, I acted in my own haunt for, maybe 18 years, something like that, when I had Terror on the Wharf. But the interesting thing is it's COVID. People don't want to be touched. That's what we're finding in Salem anyway. I'm sure it's different regionally. People don't want to be chased. Is it, do they chase you? Do they touch you? I'm like, there's nobody in there. It's fully immature. You're lying, are you? No, I'm not lying. I'm really not. There's nobody in there. It's scary.
That sounds like something somebody who was trying to entice somebody to come in and say, mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. and I just say, I go, look, things are going to jump out of you, but no one will touch you or chase you. I go, because it's fully animatronic. And then I go, oh, well, I guess we'll do it then. There are, for some reason, we found a niche in having the haunt that is fully animatronic. And I know a lot of people are going, no actors and that. But more people, we're finding out so many people are sensitized to people getting close to them. And it did have an effect on the haunted industry. In Austin and City Salem, it works fantastic. The museum is a smash hit. And people go through that, and they go, so I survived that one? It's kind of like that? I go, yeah, just a lot more of the jump out stuff, like from the front to the back, all the way through. And they're like, oh, okay. Right. Then they come out and they go, that was really good. And we don't pretend to be, history related or anything like that. We're just, when people come to the historical attraction, they've had enough of the verbiage and the tours and this and that, which is all great. We're there. Sticking up the fun label going, hey, come and join something a little bit different.
I was going to say your niche is the fact you're in Salem, Halloween town, and you're the haunted house. So yeah, that's a bit of a niche there. And like you said, they don't allow pictures at Count Orlocks, but they do at your place. So
and what's interesting, and you can video it, and we've had weddings there, and this is, people love it. But one of the unique things is that I'll hear haunters say, like, oh, yeah, I'm exhausted, to a rough night at the haunt, and I just sit there and I go, I drive an hour and 7 minutes to get there if there's no traffic. I get there at 8-something in the morning. I open at 9 a.m., and I'm there 9 to midnight.
Wow.
The whole month of October. And then I drive, over an hour home, and I'm telling you, that is a long, haunting day. I never sit. I stand. I greet everybody, tell them information about the monsters and this and that. Whatever. And people like that personalized touch. They like the fact that somebody cares and has put some passion and some pride into things, and is willing to explain how things are made and how hair is punched and how silicone works and glass. They love hearing the info, and they come. I have an incredible repeat business clientele because I change. I keep adding and adding and adding and adding. And they come and they, what's new this year? We got a fantastic guru, a French werewolf. I said that from New Orleans area here. And we have an actual transforming werewolf in there. And I said, and you'll also see some great new stuff in the lab. I'll just tell them what's new. And we have a fantastic new Medusa. And the gossip is so great. Thank you so much. We love coming to you. It's become a tradition, which I think should be the goal of every haunt. If you can become tradition of your area, you're in.
That is a great thing to have. And I actually went through your haunt back when Legendary hit Salem, I believe in 2013. Not the longest haunt I've ever been through, but it was really detailed. And the fact that we could just, leisurely walk through it was really, really nice. And we weren't pressured by actors or anything.
It was a lot of fun, and I had a great time. But speaking of explaining things, you are teaching a seminar on Friday at 11:30 at Transworld. What is the topic? What are you talking about? And it's not necessarily haunt-related, it doesn't sound like, but it does sound more like the interactive attractions and interactive entertainment that you're well-known for.
Well, it's definitely haunt, escape room, and any and museum-related. Right. You have another attraction of any type. I'm speaking on revolutionizing interactive attractions across entertainment. So what I'm looking for is I can show your haunt, your escape room, or your museum, which we've been doing a lot of museum work lately. A lot of our clients are people that are, either have you know, freestanding museums and things like this, all the way up to people who just want to extend their seasons, like water parks and ski areas. But if you have a haunt, you want to make it more interactive, an escape room more interactive, or a museum, let's take a wax museum for an example. You walk in, kids just fly passing, they don't want to read the plaques. You know, and I'm just generalizing here. They don't want to read the plaques. They want to go in and they want to have an experience. They want to have something they can do. And it can be something as simple as pulling the rope and ringing the bell, and all of a sudden, you know, see the couple lightning bolts come down in the background. Something. You cause and effect. You make something happen. And now, in your escape rooms and your haunts, we can do so many things that are unique. As I mentioned, the lanterns in my place, so I can make them go the direction I want them to go, and of course a sensor will pick them up from there, and something will attack them. They'll be all right, of course, and survive. But yeah, but now we installed in the baseball towel. We had installed a device that does gesture tracking. So you know, it's a wizard type of room, but you can do the wands. You have to copy the symbol that's on the screen, and if you do the symbol right, you'll see this. Something appear on the screen, the wizard, and then he'll open something for you. And if you do it wrong, nope, it'll try again, you know. And it was the symbol for all earth, air, fire, and water. But there's gesture tracking, there's all different types of sensors, and we wanted this even. A lot of things are done with AI actually putting it actually. Actually scans you, it scans the skeleton, puts a skeleton over each person, so it can actually, if you have four people playing or someone who's in an escape room, it can actually, when the right people are in the right positions, open something, or have them, they have to be in a certain place to perform a certain task at a certain time, but so it's tracking the people, tracking where they are, and, you know, you go now, memory mapping coming in, taking, there's a lot of companies out there, where now the floor can be moving and you're walking on the floor, which so many people ignore the floor. You know, we always did an effect back in Charlie and the Wolf where people walked up this ramp and they go around this little thing, there's a grave digger there with a bottle on his hand, and all of a sudden, boom, the floor lit up and you were standing on 3/4-inch plexi and there was a, you know, corpses scratching at your feet. And that scared the hell out of people. Because people just didn't expect something below them. With memory mapping, you can project all, you know, moving critters, crawling over your feet, going up the wall, down the floor. But so many people ignore the floor. Yeah, even Ripley's has a great gag of, like, grabbing the Pharaoh's, gemstone or something. And all of a sudden, boom! It gives you the illusion that the floor is out from underneath you. And you're standing above this pit. And again, this is interaction. So people, we're trying to get away from just the static stuff and making people feel like they have more participation or opportunities to have participation in the show. And now you have these giants out there, like, you know, yeah, wolves and other wolves and things like this that are huge. But you can do this to your own, attraction to your museum, to your haunt, or even in the lobby. There's a couple of great gags, or the escape room. It's endless for how we can, you know, participation is already going on in the escape room, but, you know, to be immersive in some of the technology that people don't know about, but it's already here, and it's just going to keep getting better. So we're going to take the opportunity to, I mean, think about, like, let's go way back to early haunting. Let's think about what a wonderful thing of how Disney kind of interacted with you, but really didn't have to do it easy. Here you are in the car exiting the Haunted Mansion. look in the mirror and there's like three ghosts. I remember being a little kid, the first time I saw it, there's a ghost sitting in my lap and me trying to wipe it off me. You know, what a great way. You know, get there and they're going, they're going to follow you home. I'm like, I'm not saying my parents, are they really going to follow us home? You know, no, I'd be happy. I would be welcome to that. But you know, now, you know, that was a special little signature move. What a great thing. But, you know, there's so many things that are available and people are just now finding out about them, and they're more affordable. There's going to be a lot of vendors that are exhibiting, you know, different memory mapping and abilities and we're going to offer something that we've never offered before. Usually we sell entire attractions or entire escape rooms, but we're going to offer this time two monster museums for sale. Ooh. I think these will all have, you know, one of a kind props, and we have enough. We have that much in storage. I've been that. You can ask my wife for the ridiculous amount of just buying monsters for decades. So I have that many that I can't even fit in the museum that we're going to offer to clients, and only two. There should be two offered. A complete monster museum, and we have probably every good monster museum domain name already bought. But that will be something else we'll offer. They can come sit down with us and we'll tell them what they get with it and just how wonderful it is, because the great thing about it is it avoids or eliminates my favorite word, my most hated word, I should say, payroll. There's no payroll. They're animatronics and they're also monsters, and they're never late. They don't take smoke breaks, and people love to take pictures with them, and it's a smash success. You can raise your ticket price at a whole new venue without raising your payroll. And that's why this has been a phenomenal investment for me, which is get it back up, you know, 100 times over. And while I change it every year, I just keep adding and adding and adding, and the people keep coming back. I'm getting so much return business. So, I'm on to something. And I'd like to share with other people in terms of how they can make their place a little more personal and have them come back near you and not just be, that was okay. The feedback you get is like, that was great. I didn't expect that. Like, wow, that was so different. I didn't expect things to move, you know, because they're not. It's funny how people think about museums, but they don't think about things that move in a museum, you know.
True.
And so many exhibits that try to be interactive fail, or there's only room enough for one person to do it and 50 people waiting to press the button or turn the dial or do that, you know. I thought there's ways around that. So that's what I'm going to be talking about is to make, you know, your attraction, you know, just to increase the participation factor and make it more memorable for your clients.
Do you know where your booth or what your booth is, your booth number? I'm assuming you're going to be in the interactive section.
Booth 2626.
Okay. And what will you exactly have at that booth? Will you have like a mini escape room, or will you have just displays? Will you have just information on the monster museums that you're going to be selling, or have samples? What are you having at the booth?
A little myriad of things, basically different consulting packages. That's how I put up the hauntedhouseconsultant.com site, the consulting package, which has been very popular. I will have different ways of triggering things to show examples of interactivity, there, so you can see several ways things can be triggered by the guests. So they could be used in escape room or haunted house room, like this. I'll have several samples of those two little kind of few little mind-blowing tricks up our sleeve. And then I will, of course, have the information about the museums that will be available. So it's going to be a unique show for us because, like I said, our business model has shifted towards we opened the museum door, and now we have museums kind of calling us. And we also have opened up, like, the water park door, so we go where you do a lot of water park business and things like that. So we've done ski areas, casinos, you know, stadiums. I don't think there's anything we haven't opened. So we or even the haunted car washes back in the day. It was very interesting. But it's come a long way, and it just keeps getting better. So, you know, I could easily retire now and just live off my museum or something like that, but I just don't feel purposeful or even alive if I'm not creating something. So that always keeps me going, because I'll wake up in the middle of the night and write an idea down, much to my wife's dismay. If I know if I don't write it down, I'll forget it. So yeah, I guess the thing is, we just keep trying to up the game. You know, we definitely brought escape rooms to a totally different level. You know, there used to be lock and keys and analog puzzles and all that stuff, and now we've got, you know, some amazing things. And, you know, one of my favorite gags to put in an escape room, which makes me laugh every time, is people will go over and they'll solve a puzzle, and this pedestal will rise up out of the floor, and with a big red blinking light on, a big button, huge red glowing button. And of course, somebody just go over and hit that thing right away, and says, "You've just activated the self-destruct system." And it's a self-destruct will happen in -5 minutes. And now they're going out of their minds, and yet then the wives are going, "Why'd you press the button? We can almost get divorced." Or, "I can't believe it! It was a big red glowing button. I had to press it, you know." And they're like, "I can't believe you, Steve. Why would you do that without talking to us first?" And it's like, "It was lighting up. It was red. I had, you know." And they're panicking, trying to find the code to put it, thinking that they're going to lose the game and all this stuff. And in the last, 3 seconds, you get, "Shh, this is the Game Master." And it's programmed into it. It says, there was never any danger. They said, "I was able to hack in and turn off the self-destruct system," and it says, and it says, "Carry on, folks." You know, and, but it causes so much tension and so much stress. It's just fun to watch everybody scurry and go crazy, you know. And that's the kind of stuff you don't really see in escape rooms that you don't track. You definitely have to think outside the box. I mean, I want to give people things that they don't see everywhere else.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing seminar. It sounds like your booth is going to be one of the ones that we must go by and see, and no doubt we will. That's booth 2626 at Transworld this year. John, for people who want more information about this, maybe they heard, "Ooh, Monster Museum for sale," how can they get a hold of you, with websites or social medias where people can maybe catch more information about the seminar you're teaching, or more information about Boneyard Productions or Interactive Entertainment International, your consulting services, and everything going on with John Denley? What are the best ways to get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to hauntedhouseconsultant.com, or you can go to boneyardproductions.com, or you can directly email me. We probably have the oldest haunters email in the industry, which is ihaunt@aol.com. I have many others, but that's my old standby. I think AOL was a company for 3 days when I got that.
Very nice. Well, at least it's not a CompuServe email.
No. But through any one of the sites.
You know you're old school when you have AOL, and hopefully you didn't create that using one of those discs that used to come in the mail. But I digress on that. But once
it's been good to me, and I have owner@salemmonstermuseum.com and things like that. You know, many other ones. Each site, Escape Room International, Boneyard Productions, or Interactive Entertainment International, they all have their own emails. But you know, no matter what they reach out to, look at me. I'm easy to find.
You're easy to find. That's a good way of saying it. You have made yourself accessible. Boneyard Productions, Interactive Entertainment. Go check out his website. If you are at Transworld on Friday, you might want to register and check out his seminar called Dare to Enter, Revolutionizing Interactive Attractions Across Entertainment. If you are a big haunt, if you are a medium, or even a small haunt, there is no doubt this will be beneficial to you. And of course, go visit him at booth 2626 at Transworld. John, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. I am sure we will run into you multiple times during the show.
I'm sure also.
And I will be looking forward to checking out what you've got available at this mansion. You know, hopefully between now and then I'll win the lottery and I'll be like, "I want to talk to you about a monster museum." But in the meantime, John Denley, always a pleasure to have you here. And we, of course, will see you at Transworld. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.